For KBAQ and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers. For centuries, man has been intrigued by how sound is made and reflected and amplified, originally in natural spaces like caves and canyons, and then gradually in man-made spaces like tombs and churches and cathedrals. Greek mythology explains the phenomenon of an echo with a story about a nymph who was punished by the gods by only being able to repeat the words of others. 18th century composer Franz Joseph Haydn wrote an echo symphony to imitate that particular acoustic phenomenon. Echoes, reverberations, dead spaces, and spaces in which voices carry in unusual ways, plus how plants and animals use noise and song to communicate, are all contained in the new book, The Sound Book, The Science of the Sonic Wonders of the World, by Trevor Cox, published by W.W. Norton & Company. Author Trevor Cox has a degree in physics and a Ph.D. in acoustics. He's been an academic in the acoustics department at the University of Salford since 1995 and is professor of acoustic engineering there. He's appeared on the Discovery and National Geographic channels, produced 17 BBC radio documentaries, and holds the Guinness World Record for discovering the world's longest echo, which, by the way, you can read about in his book. His acoustic designs can be found in rooms worldwide, and he's co-authored a research book on absorbers and diffusers, which is now in its second edition. He lives in Manchester, England. The basis of the book is the science behind how sound is transformed by its environment, how it reacts to substances and surfaces and distances, angles and other physical phenomena, as well as how we interpret the sounds that are produced in this manner. Cox is fascinated by room acoustics and how places can be designed for intelligible speech, like classrooms, and beautiful music, like auditoriums and concert halls. He sheds a lot of light and sound on why these rooms work or don't work, and various ways science is devised to help them along. It's all very interesting. He also delights in spaces that are acoustically dead or warped in some way, and brings his acoustical knowledge of these spaces to the table as well. His adventures range from crawling around in dusty tombs to recording sounds in some of the world's most holy shrines and majestic places of worship, to popping balloons in an abandoned World War II underground storage tank in Scotland. He's kind of like the Indiana Jones of acoustic research. Does Cox go a bit overboard on some of the science involved? Of course he does. He's a scientist. And he includes a lot of the less interesting places and examples and a lot of head-scratching diagrams that the book could very well have done without. But you can't help but get caught up in his enthusiasm for the subject and by all the facts you'll learn about the science behind what you hear and how you hear it. The Sound Book, The Science of the Sonic Wonders of the World by Trevor Cox, is the KBOK Changing Hands Book Notes Selection of the Month for March 2014. To learn more about the book and to order it at a Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for music lovers.